I want to say, Dr. Joshua Bowen, you have gotten really, really, really deeply into the Old Testament, into the character, actions, attitudes of Yahweh. Is Yahweh a terrorist?
Yeah, that is a an interesting way to frame that, and I think probably a good way to ask that question. One of the things that I think growing up an evangelical Christian did for thinking about things like the Old Testament or the Bible is that it required that I put on a certain set of lenses when I viewed the text. So if I were to say to you, as I did in a tweet a couple of months ago, that there was a man who went into a church or into a place of worship and through a suicide action brought down the building and killed 3,000 people and stopped there, you know, people would think, oh my God, another act of terrorism, here we are. But then I followed it with his name was Samson, Judges 16. And, you know, we don't think about the story of Samson that way. We always think about Samson the hero. Right? Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, he's one of the great heroes of the faith. And of course, he's the good guy in the story. And even though he had some moral ups and downs, at the end, Yahweh used him to, you know, drive one last blow to the Philistines. But the reality is that in any other context, Yahweh giving him the strength to kill those 3,000 people would be an act of terrorism. And so I just wrote a book, Atheist Handbook to the Old Testament, Volume 2, and there's a chapter on there on divine violence and genocide and commands that Yahweh gives to do just these sorts of actions. And I would say that in many contexts, if we viewed the actions of Yahweh but took Yahweh's name off of it or took God off of the title, we would say, my God, how can someone command the extermination of the entirety of the Amalekite people in 1 Samuel 15, including men, women, children, infants, you know, even the cattle? But once you say God, once you say Yahweh commanded it, well, then all of a sudden there's this extra layer that we have to factor in a certain amount of special pleading, I don't know, as an evangelical, to sort of satisfy that potential lack of congruity between what I know as my moral center and what the Bible seems to be saying. So, yeah, I think that's a good question.